Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And every year at this time of year, Christians have many traditions that they like to celebrate, including things like Christmas trees. We celebrate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. And all of these things, I think, are good and helpful for Christians to do because they help us think about the story in the Bible. They help us think about and reflect on the meaning that God has sent Jesus Christ to earth and all that it means to know the Christian message and to want to share that with others. However, these traditions are also attacked, sometimes by those who are not Christians, sometimes even by those who are Christians in social media. We started talking about Christmas trees yesterday, and so the line of attack goes something like this. Christmas trees have a pagan origin. Pagans used to cut down trees and have some kind of sacrifice involved with them in the wintertime, such as the god Thor in Germany. And so Christians copied that practice, that pagan practice, and they shouldn't do that. They should separate themselves from that because Jeremiah 10, for instance, says that the pagans or the peoples are worthless because they cut a tree out of the forest and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so it will not totter. So I addressed a lot of these kinds of arguments yesterday with respect to Christmas trees. It is not, Jeremiah here is not talking about decorating your home with a tree to celebrate the birth of Christ. He's talking about cutting out shapes, images, figures from wood and worshiping them as part of idolatry. It has nothing to do with the Christmas tree. There's no historical evidence. It's possible there's some connection with some pagan tradition, the Christmas tree, but we could say that about just about anything we do. You know, driving a car might be associated with the pagan practice of riding a chariot. You know, I mean, you can go on and on with that. You can find some kind of connection. But in reality, the Christmas tree was most likely developed out of the celebration of the Garden of Eden and the Tree of Life that was done every year on December 24th. It wasn't really connected to Christmas. However, churches did bring in fir trees that represented the Tree of Life. They decorated them with apples and lights for the December 24th plays about Adam and Eve. And it's not hard to see how that then could become a tradition that you'd want to decorate your home with a Christmas tree around Christmas time. So I think the Christmas tree actually has its origin in the Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life is something very important in the biblical text. It appears very early in the Bible in Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3. It is something that we are mourning, that we were cast out of the Garden of Eden because of sin and no longer have access to the Tree of Life. And then it appears again at the very end of the Bible. In Revelation 22, verse 2, it says that in the New Jerusalem, in heaven, you know, the same place, this is the part in the Bible where it describes the pearly gates and the streets of gold. It says, down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the Tree of Life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. This is from the final chapter of the Bible. And it shows that what God has done in sending Jesus Christ to die for our sin, and that's what we're celebrating at Christmas, that God has given us Jesus, it has opened up the way to be restored to the Tree of Life. It has undone sin and death and mourning and pain, and one day we will be there with the Tree of Life again. So I think the Christmas tree is a great symbol of what we have gained in having Jesus Christ in the world. It most likely from historical evidence, not just guessing and trying to link things to paganism, but the actual history would link it more towards the Tree of Life. What about the date for Christmas? We celebrate Christmas on December 25th, and again, there will be many charges that, well, that was a pagan holiday, and you Christians just copied this pagan celebration of a pagan god. Different names are sometimes given for who this god was. And therefore, this is really just, it's always been a pagan holiday, just dressed up with the name Jesus and pretending that Jesus was born. Jesus wasn't really born on December 25th. So what are you doing, Christians? It's paganism. And even Christians also will say you shouldn't celebrate Christmas because it's paganism. In fact, some of the pilgrims that you know came over on the Mayflower, we consider very religious. Some of our founding fathers, they did not like celebrating Christmas in part because of this reason. So it's worth considering, you know, is it a pagan celebration that we've just labeled with Christian terms? I think that the evidence is pretty mixed. I think the evidence leans pretty strongly towards the December 25th date not being connected to any kind of pagan celebration. So what, and it's very difficult to kind of weed through all of this. You have to figure out when did Christians first recognize December 25th as a date for Christ's birth, and when did pagans start celebrating a pagan god on December 25th? And the assumption in our popular culture is that the pagan god came first, that pagans had been celebrating December 25th for centuries, and then along came Christians. They didn't know what to do on December 25th anymore because they weren't wanting to worship the pagan god. So they just kept on doing what they'd always been doing and decided to just call it Jesus' birthday. The historical evidence actually is much more difficult to wade through. It is quite possible that Christians recognized December 25th as the date of Jesus' birth earlier than when there was any kind of pagan celebration on that day. In other words, it may be that pagans wanted to have a holiday on Jesus' birthday of their own. They wanted to have their own holiday to celebrate because the Christians already had one, and that could be the origin of the pagan celebration of December 25th. The fact is that some of our sources on this are not very clear. We do have an early Christian source from about 215 AD that says December 25th is Jesus' birthday, and that predates anything we have on a pagan celebration on December 25th. But that may be a later addition to that author. In other words, the author wrote something in 215, but it wasn't until 515 someone copying that kind of put a note in there that they meant to say December 25th. And that kind of got assumed to be part of the original writing. So it's not entirely clear, but I will say this. It does seem like Christians, when they started the tradition of celebrating Jesus' birthday, it was not linked in any way to the pagan holidays at the time. It does seem like Christian celebration of December 25th arose at least somewhat independently of that, in an attempt to have a yearly reminder of Jesus coming to earth. There are so many stories in the Bible to celebrate about this. The date may be wrong, but the Bible itself tells us that we should have annual events, holidays, and things that remind us of what God has done in history to save us and give us an opportunity to teach our children what God has done to save us. And Christmas fits that perfectly. And if there's somewhere along the line some connection with a pagan holiday on the same date, I would say who cares? It is not that we are doing anything pagan at all when we think about and honor and celebrate Christ's birth. And the historical evidence is pretty good that it is not connected to pagan holidays, that there are other reasons to date Jesus' birth to December 25th. For instance, Hanukkah starts on the 25th of Kislev, the Jewish month of Kislev, and that corresponds most closely to December. And it is not hard to see why there might be a connection in Christians' minds of, okay, Hanukkah starts 25th of Kislev. Maybe that's the day Jesus was born. I don't know when the 25th of Kislev is, but I'll just say December 25th. I think something like that may have happened early on, and then celebrations developed around it over time. Well, we'll look more at some of these supposed pagan backgrounds to Christmas traditions tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.